Funding aims to help town thrive. Regardless of a national argument over selection criteria for towns chosen to share billions of pounds of regeneration funding, Calderdale politicians are determined it will be put to good use in a valley town. Todmorden was chosen to share a £3.6 billion regeneration fund despite being deemed low priority under the government's own criteria, a report by the National Audit Office revealed. They were in battleground seats at last year's general election, with Labour raising concern that ministers may have allocated funding for political gain at the 2019 general election. Claims refuted by the government, which says the process was comprehensive, robust and fair. Calder Valley Conservative MP Craig Whittaker was critical of Calderdale Council investment, which he said was Halifax-centric and the town's fund cash would stimulate Todmorden. The council has borrowed tens of millions of pounds to spend on capital projects in Halifax, such as the Peace Hall, Square Chapel, Central Library, Princess Buildings, not to mention a new leisure centre and train station currently in their initial stages of design. As a result, smaller towns in the Calder Valley have been forgotten and have missed out on opportunities to regenerate and prosper. This government recognises these small towns which have proud industrial and economic heritage, and I am delighted that Todmorden has been offered the opportunity to thrive with this transformative investment. Ward councillors were most concerned that the funding would help their communities. Todmorden Ward councillor, Councillor Susan Press, Labour, said, "It is true there are many places in West Yorkshire which could benefit from financial help from national governments, and I really wish this funding opportunity was available to all of them."